NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower as the struggles continue in 2022. Tech stocks started off the session strong, but lost momentum towards the end of the day. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 313 points, the S&P dropped 50 points, and the NASDAQ fell 186 points. Home prices are reaching a level not seen since near the turn of the century. The National Association of Realtors says the median home sales price last year was $346,900. That's a nearly 17% jump from 2020. Full-year sales for 2021 were more than 6 million. Republicans are doing a victory lap after defeating the Democrats' hope of expanding the filibuster as a way to pass voting rights legislation. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says it would have been a disaster had they eliminated the need for a supermajority.
The way the Senate works, requiring 60 votes, is in the best interest of the American people and the best interest of this institution.
It's another high-profile loss for the Democratic Party after the president's Build Back Better agenda was torpedoed. In a statement after last night's vote, Biden said he was profoundly disappointed in the Senate. There's increasing concern that the recent terror attack on a Texas synagogue could inspire copycats. Terrorism expert like Dr. Laura Bell at West Texas A&M University say while it's good to be aware, she's not concerned because the attack was a flop.
It doesn't leave as much inspiration behind as it would have had he been successful.
In this case, the terrorist died alone when all of his hostages were able to escape. For that reason, she doubts Malik Akram will be viewed as a martyr by other terrorist groups who were watching what he did. Russia will pay a significant price for invading Ukraine, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
President Putin is going to make the choice he's going to make. Either he's going to decide to invade Ukraine and suffer severe economic consequences, or he's going to decide to engage in diplomatic discussions. It's important to remember who the aggressor is here.
She also defended levels of military aid that the U.S. has provided to Ukraine. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.